Pro-Palestine activists on trial for allegedly smashing up Israeli arms factory in Germany. By Christian K. Caruso on April 27, 2026. A group of five far-left pro-Palestine activists accused of having broken into an Israeli arms factory in Germany are due to appear in court on Monday. The group, three women and two men, is collectively referred to as the Elm Five and is composed of nationals of the UK, Spain, Ireland, and Germany aged between 25 and 40 years. The German newspaper Die Welt reports that the indictment states that the five individuals are allegedly members of the Palestine Action Germany organization, a cousin of the group proscribed by the British government last year. The five suspects stand accused of breaking into the facilities of Israeli defense contractor Elbit Systems' German subsidiary in Ulm, Baden-Württemberg, on September 8, 2025, causing around €1 million worth of damages to the facility. The group was arrested at the scene and, it is said, offered no resistance to officers. The indictment alleges that the group broke into the company premises through a side window and using tools smashed computers, displays, telephones, a sink, toilets, and windows in addition to destroying sensitive equipment and electronic devices. Other unidentified individuals that participated in the attack, Die Welt pointed out, damaging the building's glass walls and facade of its entrance area with various tools and red paint. The Elm 5 group reportedly produced and published videos on social media in which they claimed responsibility for the attack. Per The Guardian, the Elm 5 far-left activists face trespass, destruction of property, and participation in a criminal organization charges under Section 129 of the German Criminal Code. The trial is commencing Monday. Benjamin Dusberg, a lawyer representing the group's Irish member, told The Guardian that he believes that the German state is trying to make an example of the group, as none of them had any previous convictions. Dusberg reportedly described the attack on Elbit Systems as an action in defense of others by obstructing the movement of arms to Israel. He is one of the group's eight lawyers, and is representing 32-year-old Daniel Tatlow Devely from Dublin. "We intend to use the proceedings to essentially turn the tables. We want to show that it's not our clients who should be on the hook, but rather the Elbit bosses, who continued delivering weapons even during the genocide," Dusberg told The Guardian. "Our central argument will be that the actions of our clients there, namely the destruction of laboratory equipment and office equipment, were justified under the grounds of emergency assistance," he explained, referring to Section 32 of the German Criminal Code. Tatlow Devely's mother, Mimi Tatlow Golden, reportedly said that she feared the group could face a show trial and justified their actions in remarks to The Guardian. "The friends carried out only property damage, at a specific location and with the aim to end a genocide. They did not hide their identities and presented themselves for arrest. They represent no harm to the public," she said. "Using Section 129 to keep them in detention before the trial can, in my view, only be viewed as serving a political purpose." Die Welt explained that, in Germany, Palestine Action has attracted notoriety through occupations, protests, and acts of vandalism. According to the newspaper, there were more than 2,000 demonstrations in Baden-Württemberg by the end of 2025 since Hamas' October 7, 2023 terrorist attack on Israel, all related to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East.